With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told U.S. House lawmakers that she had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a closed-door deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee, Hillary Clinton said she had no idea about Epstein's criminal activities. In her opening statement that she shared on social media, the former First Lady said she did not recall ever encountering Epstein, although Bill Clinton had flown with Epstein for charity trips. Her deposition kicked off 2 days of testimony that will also include the former president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cuba says a boat from Florida opened fire on its forces, triggering a gunfight that killed four. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Cuban government says 10 people on a speedboat in waters off its northern coast were armed Cubans who'd been living in the U.S. It alleges the group have a known history of criminal and violent activity and were trying to infiltrate the island when they opened fire. Cuba's Interior Ministry says its forces responded, killing four of them. Six others were wounded and detained. At a Caribbean summit, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it was not a U.S. government operation, and both Homeland Security and the U.S. Coast Guard are investigating, trying to determine if those involved are American citizens or permanent residents. I'm Ben Thomas.
Netflix is declining to raise its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's studio and streaming business in a stunning move that effectively puts Paramount in a position to take over its storied Hollywood rival. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 17 points. The Nasdaq dropped 273. The S&P lower by 37. This is SRN News. A slain Mexican drug lord had a long record of religious persecution.
Nemesio Cervantes, who died in a shootout with police in Tapalpa this week, was responsible for the closure of at least 100 churches. The leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel extorted large sums from the churches, and if the congregations couldn't pay, they had to close down or be killed. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Mexico, which is mostly controlled by the drug cartels. Radical Catholic groups are also a problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief in connection with suicide bomb attacks on Easter Sunday 2019 that targeted several churches and killed nearly 270 people. The attacks were believed to be inspired by ISIS. Suresh Sali was arrested by the country's criminal investigation department and is accused of lapses that helped the terrorists carry out their plans. SRN News. Mortgage rates drop below 6%.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate dropped this week to 5.98%. That's its lowest level since September 2022. The average rate has been hovering around 6% this year, reflecting a pullback in the long-term bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. The latest decline in rates comes as the spring home buying season gets rolling. I'm Alex Vega.
Bill Gates is addressing his connection to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, answering questions about their relationship during a town hall meeting of his nonprofit Gates Foundation. A Gates Foundation spokesperson says the Microsoft co-founder took responsibility for his actions and spoke candidly on Tuesday. Gates appeared multiple times in the Justice Department's release of documents connected to its investigation of the late financier. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.